G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for Saturday, April 15, Easter weekend. I'm John Barger, we've got the whole team together this week. Joel Marshy Marshall and Carl the Jackal Diorio. Well, Joel, we sort of come to the end of the Sydney Carnival, but I guess it's been extended for a week because the Sydney Cup's on next Saturday, but never mind that. Are you in front or behind? Surely not in front.
No, definitely not in front in Sydney. It's been a tough few weeks, and yeah, I think there's plenty of people in that boat.
Carl?
Yeah, I don't keep count. I don't want to keep count.
Too scary.
No, don't look back, just look forwards.
All right, well, I think in this week's Best Bets and Winning Post, I have come up with a foolproof plan for making money on this third Saturday at Randwick. I mean, look, I do these fun facts every week, and as someone who knows a fair bit about statistics, I can tell you that most of them are pretty meaningless. And admittedly, the sample sizes are always fairly small. I mean, and, you know, sometimes they're just completely wrong. For example, a horse hadn't won the Newmarket first up for 100 years. Well, it happened, didn't it? Mm. So these things do go wrong. But in this case, the statistics are quite remarkable about this day, in both about the two Group 1 races and about the quaddy races on this program. Nothing that is drawn barrier 1-5 has won in the last 3 years or something. So we're talking about 12 races, not a massive sample. But the average winner of the quaddy races in those years has been drawn 2 from the outside. So I mean, it's just, if you just have a look in your Winning Post and Best Bets this week, the winners of those races, they're all sort of 11 of 13, 7 of 8. So it could be more than just, usually it's just coincidence, even I admit, that there could be more to it than that. But then again, the track could be prepared completely differently this year and it won't work. Having said that, let's get straight into the black type racing at Royal Randwick on Saturday, highlighted, of course, by the Group 1 Champagne and All Age Stakes. But we start in race 3 with the Mostyn Copper Group Frank Packer Plate, 2,000 metre Group 3, and I always mention Martin Power when this race comes up. There's been a few good horses come through it. He was probably the most notable, Joel.
He certainly was. Well, best bet time, straight off the bat, Mongolian Wolf. The Kiwis have dominated these races, these long-distance three-year-old races through the carnival, and I'm just hoping he can add his name to the list. First run for Darren Weir, sold from New Zealand over here. Look, you take a line through his form, he's going to be very competitive. Third in the Avondale Guineas to Ginger Nuts. Keen to forget his New Zealand Derby run. He was three wide, no closer than three wide throughout. He had a tough run, and I just think this is a very winnable race. Akatua and Valadero are the two dangers. Akatua's an obvious threat after winning last start, I thought. Valadero was better last time. They put the blinkers on him and he went forward. I think he'd be better for that run with the blinkers on and up to the 2,000. So I've actually slotted him in for second, just ahead of Akatua, and 5, Rock and Swing, in for fourth. So hopefully Mongolian Wolf for the Orange Pigeon Foundation anyway. Those who have been buying the best bets have seen me and Nathan Brownie Brown going head-to-head, and we're yet to post a collect. I shouldn't be bringing that up, but last day for the charity bet, 200 on the nose, Mongolian Wolf. Come on.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed for your sake that it goes well. I've got Akatua.
So it needs to win, Carl. It can't just go well.
Fingers crossed for the Origin Pigeon Foundation.
The pigeons will be dropping. Akatua on top for me. I've got it on top. I think that was very impressive in the Carbine Club. Three of the last five winners of the Carbine Club have then gone on and claimed the Frank Packer. And it's always a strong form line. I think it is this year, again, from Mongolian Wolf. I backed him first up when he beat the stable mate Break My Stride. He's always shown a bit of promise. I'm surprised that he did change connections and stables and that he was on the market for sale. That in itself is quite interesting, but looks the main danger, and I think it's probably a race in two. Violate has been finding the line nicely, stretches out to the 2,000 metres and is ready to improve into the placings. And then for fourth, I've put in Rock and Swing, who is closely related to High Chaparral. I've gone 1, 3, 6, and 5.
Race 4 at Randwick on Saturday is the TAB Hallmark Stakes, a Group 3 over 1,200, John.
Yeah, good race. I'm with the class. Takedown on top, number one for me. Really just like this horse. Followed him right through last prep, and he had a great campaign. Went to Perth, got his Group 1, and he was super in Hong Kong, I thought. Has the big weight, but he's trialled really well. I think he can win from 8 Hell Bent. 3 Red Zell, and another favourite of mine, Royal Tudor, stepping up in grade. He was too good for his rivals first up. He can run a cheeky race. I'll put him in for 4th.
Hellbent's absolutely tossed in at the weights. He's only carrying 56 kilos. He's a last start runner-up of the William Reid at weight for age. He was enormous prior in the Rubiton and the Oakley played over 1,100 at Caulfield. This is his race, barrier 5. He's going to get a lovely run just in behind them, and it's going to be a hot speed. Red Zell's going to run along and a few others as well. I think he's going to pounce late to beat Red Zell. Sand around the lane in for 3rd, I think, can be an improver. A backup to Sydney. Nice run first up at Mooney Valley off a sit sprint tempo, and then for 4th, Takedown, who's got plenty of ability. He's one of the more talented performers, being a Group 1 winner, but 60 kilos on the bottomless track might just pull him up. 8, 3, 5, and 1.
Track going to be bottomless, or is it drying?
Apparently 27 millimetres of rain.
Had more rain last night.
So it's knocked it from the soft 7 range back into the heavy, and ran just is like a sponge. It doesn't dry out.
All right, race 5 at Royal Randwick on Saturday is the Sharp Japan Racing Association Plate 2,000 metre Group 3, Joel.
8, Happy Hannah, should be ready to show a bit like her best now. She's had the 2 runs back from a spell. Both been satisfactory, I think, 3rd up, and with the 53 kilos, she should be ready to improve. 8, Happy Hannah from 4, Astronomos. I thought he'd win last start, and he looked like he was going to win, but just edged out late. He'll run well. He loves the wet. 6, New Tipperary. Pretty good in the Doncaster. He's racing really well. He was so brave, 2nd up off a wide trip, and then obviously stepped up in grade and ran really well. And in for 4th, the Godolphin Import, Big Blue, who certainly bears close watching. He's had a couple of trials, and well, you'd think the 2,000 metres, he should be pretty well ready for it first up.
Yeah, Big Blue on top for me. I think he'll win this year's Melbourne Cup, so I'm hoping that he doesn't run last in this race, or else I'm going to look like an absolute fool. His European form sensational, though, placed behind the likes of Erupt, Vizarabad, and Ventura Storm. That's really good form line. His best performance is probably 2,400 to the 3,200, but 2,000 metres first up with no weight on his back. I expect him to position in the first half. Yeah, that's the way he's ridden in France. He's just ridden off the speed, and he's got a bit of a neat turn of foot. So big watch on him. Back him each way from 8, Happy Hannah, who's looking for the 2,000 metres now. 4, Astronomos. All 3 of his city wins have been over this track and distance. And then for 4th, number 1, Preferment, who's the class. Loves 2,000, but 61 kilos is a bit of a turn off. I've gone 7, 8, 4 and 1.
All right, first leg of the quaddie at Randwick and first of the Group 1s. Race 6, Moulton Chandon Champagne Stakes, 1,600 metres. And, well, by my reckoning, we can put the pen through the favourite, Invader, Abero, Joel's selection, Ace High, Reflectivity and The Mission. But Carl, you're on the money, two away from the outside fence with number 8, Whispered Secret. But Joel, you are with Ace High?
Yeah, look, I was keen on him last week, half thinking that he may sort of need the run and improve this week. Realistically, I wanted to see a bit more from him last week. He was a bit plain, but just hoping there's a bit more tempo in this race. And just, I'd be kicking myself if I jumped off him this week, because I think he is certainly talented enough. So I'm with him at the odds, better odds than last week. To beat 1 Invader, he'll be very hard to beat, obviously winning the sires. 8 Whispered Secret, who was very good last week, sitting wide, could do that off that tempo, I guess, but she was pretty dominant late. And in for 4th of Victoria, number 6, Abero, whose both runs today have been very good.
Yeah, Whispered Secret on top for me. Covered extra ground, but I just thought it was very, very strong through the line at the end to 1,600 metres. James Cummings, don't usually tip too many of these horses, but he won the Fernhill last year with a horse called Prized Icon, who then came out and won this race a week later. So he's done the similar thing with Whispered Secret. Bred to get a trip, I think will be very, very strong through the line and knock off the favourite Invader, who looks the main danger. Then I've got Reflectivity and Esterark in, and then I guess Abero kind of ties in with that Esterark form line. But I think it's a race in 2, Whispered Secret Invader, with Reflectivity perhaps the big improver of odds.
Race 7 at Royal Randwick on Saturday is the second of the Group 1s, Schweppes All Aged Stakes, 1,400 metres at standard weight for age. And well, good horses race through the years. Maybe the gloss slightly off now, only worth 600,000, and there's so many juicier targets in the 2 weeks preceding
at the championships, but I'm pleased to report that both of the boys have got a selection that is out in the zone of pleasure and barrier 7 of 10. Joel?
Well, Tavachi is that horse. I think he'd be really hard to beat. Great bet each way. The, you know, seriously heavy ground is a slight query, but hopefully it's not too bad. He was very good in the all-aged, the TJ Smith. I thought he was wide all the way. He looked, to be sort of battling a little bit rounding the turn. You're expecting him to half drop off, but he really kept finding the line well. Obviously, Chautauqua gave him Winburn, but he did that to all of them, and thought it was a really good effort. He's looking for 1,400 now. I think he'll be very hard to beat. I've got him ahead of two Redkirk Warrior. Didn't seem to really handle it in the Doncaster, but he's much, much better than that. I'll give him another chance in for second. Voodoo Lad for third. I thought he was pretty good in the TJ, and Liramain, bit forgiving for his Doncaster miss as well. He's a class horse, he can bounce back.
Yeah, Tavachi on top for me as well. When I think of the horse, I think 1400 metres at Flemington would be ideal for him. While there's no 1400 metre Group 1 at Flemington, this is probably the next best thing, and geez, he's been racing really well this campaign. He came from behind El Divino and Hellbent, gave him 3 kilos and gave him a beating. That was a massive performance. He was kept fresh and he was terrific in the Newmarket against the pattern of the race, and then in the TJ he covered extra ground. He was strong through the line. He's really, really racing well. Great each-way price. I don't think he's over the line by any stretch of the imagination, but I just know he's going to run a good race. From English, who is the safest bet, I guess. She won this race last year. She was beaten by a champion in a freakish performance last start in the TJ. She'll run well. Third, Divine Prophet. Recent jump out, excellent at Flemington. Pattern against it. Flemington, the Australian Guineas, and the CF4 run was past mark. He's slowly building towards something good. And then for fourth, number one, Laramane. I've gone 8, 9, 10, and 1.
All right, and race 8 is the last of the black type at Royal Randwick on Easter Saturday. It is the McGrath Estate Agents JHB Car Stakes over 1,400 metres for 3-year-old fillies at Group 3 level, Joel.
Yeah, look, tips went in before that rain late yesterday afternoon and night, and I would have preferred a soft track for Xenalicious, number 4. I'm not sure she really handles the heavy stuff, but I'll stick with her on top. She was good. 2 starts back behind Fox Play, obviously good form line, and then last start took on the boys and Akatua and co. in the Carbine Club, and just didn't think she really handled that heavy. Back to Philly's grade. I think back to 1400 probably suits too. So obviously the conditions aren't too bad. I've got her on top of number 1, Raymond, who I was very keen on first up. She won, butted up again next time, and she was very disappointing, but a bit forgiving. She didn't have that softer run, and she's much, much better than that, so I've got to give her another chance. 3 Prompt Response, a good return from her. She'll be fitter for that, and 9 Smart Amelia. Was pretty good last start. She's come back in pretty good order.
Xenalicious is a Rose Hill horse for mine as well, particularly on these rain-affected tracks. They're not as taxing. But got Prompt Response on top for mine. Great run that PJ Bell behind the all-the-way leader, Dithams, and very consistent. Won the Twilight Glow over the 1,400 metres last prep, and this is a very, very similar race. So I've got it on top from number 7, Invincibella, who was strong through the line in that race. 1,400 metres, she'll lead up. Third, number 1, Rainment, better than the last start effort suggests. Her form prior was excellent. And for fourth, number 5, My Country, who covered plenty of extra ground and stuck on admirably in that PJ Bell won by Dithams. Smart Amelia, probably next best. And I guess Dithams would beat them all, you've got to consider as well. But that PJ Bell, obviously the key form reference.
All right, well, that wraps up the black type at Royal Randwick. Joel, your best, as you mentioned, was race 3, number 3, Mongolian Wolf, and your value bet was in the all-aged, and that was race 7, number 8, Tavachi. Where did we go for your best and value, Carl?
Best bet Prompt Response in that race we just touched on, and the value bet's in the last. It's God's in him, and it's drawn barrier 14 to 14.
Oh, so, perfect.
Well, yeah, by that stage of the day, it'll be chips in.
What about Anzac Day? I mean, they're going to have to be shaking hands with the man in the brown hat. I mean, they're racing back there again on Saturday, and then Anzac Day.
Hopefully the clerks of the course are positioned on the inside rail, not the outside fence. But God's in him, resumes here. Got a great fresh record. Didn't show his best fresh last prep, but he's got a bit of quality. He hasn't won for a little while, and for that reason, he drops in weight. I think he's a really good each-way bet in that last.
Alrighty, well, tradition has it that we have a couple of good races, a couple of Group 3 races at Caulfield. on Easter Saturday when we say a farewell and bravo indeed to Greg Miles, which is the name of race 10 on this massive 10 race 160 accept a card if you don't mind, highlighted by the mypunter.com Victoria handicap and the Lapines Funerals Easter Cup. So we'll start with the Victoria handicap. That is race number 8 over 1400 metres, Joel.
Went number 12 Turbo Miss, just giving her another chance. She does take on the boys here, but she was really liked her win at Flemington two back, just so dominant. It wasn't a huge margin, but it was a soft win. And then last out, it went to a tougher race last time against the mare. She was back along the fence and never really in a good spot. I wouldn't be surprised to see her improve at each way odds. Turbo Miss ahead of 3 Hooked, who's certainly right in this on his best form, as is number 1 Arid, who we haven't seen his best last couple, but he's certainly very talented. And in for fourth, number 2, Articus. Well, we saw him in the Caulfield Cup. Haven't seen him since. Now with D. Weir, I'd be wary of certainly watching any market moves with him.
I'm with Turbo Miss as well. I thought it was a great win at Flemington last start. Just got shuffled back. It Drew Barry won that set of leaders back. Then when I'm a Star waltzed to the lead, that was 3 back the fence, continually lost her position, and she held her ground in behind them. I thought it was just a forget run. Form prior excellent, down in the weights, barrier 6. They'll run like, you know, scalded cats in this race, and she might just get that lovely suck run through the field. So I've got her on top from Kenja Wood, who does look like one of those likely on paces or push forward from that wide barrier. Give us a go. Number 17 will be rocketing home from the back of the field, provided she gets a run. That was as first emergency. She was very good last time at Bendigo. And then for fourth, number 7, Hellover Street, the last start winner, is another on pacer. And you know he'll be there at the finish as well. Tricky race, but I've gone 12, 4, 17 and 7.
Yeah, Hellover Street for me. I reckon these Tassie trainers are they're cottoned on now to what races to come over and attack. And Helva Street, the form has some very good form back in Tassie and has barrier 4 handy for non-pacer. To beat number 3 Hooked, 5 Fast and Rocking, 8 Entirely Platinum. The other group 3 at Caulfield is race 9, Lapine Funerals Easter Cup, over 2,000 metres, Joel.
I've gone with 13 Tarquin. I thought out to 2,000 metres, third run back from a spell. His two runs back have certainly been more than satisfactory, and getting up to this distance range certainly suits him. He's very competitive over this distance last prep and drawn well, so I'm happy to back him each way from 10 Goldstream, who comes out of the Albury Cup, the heavy ground, perhaps not all that suitable there, but his previous run was really good. In for third, number 6 Tom Melbourne out of the Australian Cup. Obviously, we all know how classy he is. Just got to show his best, and this maybe slight drop in class should help him. And in for fourth, number 17 War Legend.
War Legend on top for me. He's the first emergency, so he's sweating on the run. He's also entered for the Stall Cup the following day. He's crying out for the 2,000 metres now. His last two runs over the mile have been promising. He'll get back, he'll find the line, and he looks a good each-way bet to beat Tom Melbourne, but Tom Melbourne, by all reports, might be scratched. Lee Friedman telling racing.com this morning that due to that wide barrier, he's considering scratching. For third, I'm putting in number 4, Grey Lion, who's first up from a spell, capable of producing a good performance over the 2,000 metres. You look at his last 2,000 metre run, he came behind One Foot in Heaven, finishing third in a strong group 3. One Foot in Heaven's one of the best weight for age performers in France. And for fourth, I'm putting in number 12, which is Second Bullet, who might be suited back in distance and seems to go well at Caulfield. I've got them 17, 6, 4 and 12.
I went for number 2, Pornichet. I just thought on his best form, you could probably forget the first up flop on a leader's track over 1,500 metres. At a bit of value, haven't seen his best for a while, but if he could get back to it, $21 each way to beat Joel's selection, number 13, Tarquin. Number 3, the Hardy Extra Zero. And number 7, the last start Golden Mile winner. Observational, best and value bets at Caulfield. I will kick us off. Hellover Street was my best, and my value bet was race 7, number 5, Shakespearean Lass. Joel?
I made my best Miss Gunpowder, which is race 7, number 11. First run for the Hayes Dabernig Yard. Very talented win on song. You just have to find that second to Don't Doubt Mama in the Redelva Stakes. 5 runs back, and she'll be pretty hard to beat here first up. And my value bet was in the last plot the course, race 10, number 16. He's been pretty good, both runs back from a spell, wide and hitting the line well. He just sort of peaked on his run last start, but
I think third up will see the best of him. He won third up last prep, beating Pilo Desai.
Yeah, Pot the Course is my value bet as well. He'll run a nice race of each way odds. He'll get back and be finding the line. My best bet was in the race prior War Legend, and his first emergency, so he's sweating on a run there. And besides that, yeah, Miss Gunpowder, she was actually retired, and she's come out of retirement now with David Hayes, and I guess the key with her is that she's had a history of feet issues, so it's going to be curious to see. Hopefully that track just has a little bit of give for Miss Gunpowder on Saturday.
Alrighty, Oakbank, as always, the venue for Easter Saturday racing in South Australia. 9 races, fields have held up fairly well throughout the day, and the jumping highlight is race 6, Carl, and that is the Thomas Foods International Von Dusa Steeplechase over 3250. And I suppose you've just got to work out which ones of these are going hell for leather and which are just having a little bit of a run around in advance of the Great Eastern.
And you'd think ZM's there to win on Saturday. He was a great 15 length winner at Warrnambool over the steeples last start. Draws Barry, well, it doesn't matter in a 34.50 metre race, but he'll put himself up in the speed. He'll be there up in the firing line for a long time, and he looks pretty hard to beat with just 2 kilos off the minimum. From Nishiyazabu, I'll have half, and Lord the Song. I guess it'll just be interesting how No Song, No Supper and Racketeer go from a view to Monday's Great Eastern. They'll need the extra lap, you suspect, and just curious to see if they're warming up late or doing nothing at the back of the field. Schaff is my best bet of the day. Race 8, number 9. It was a winner over last year's Oakbank Carnival by 3.5 lengths. It's quite an impressive horse. He races well on the fresh side. He was pulled up with a few issues last time at Flemington when he was supported in betting, and probably not in the A ground behind Rocket Tommy as well. I think back to Oakbank, he can win the listed feature there. And in the Oakbank Cup, I've gone with Not So Ladylike as my value selection. Race 7, number 10. Better performance, it must be said. Last time it was a good winner over Spur on Gold, and before that was fifth in the Lord Runes at Group 3 level. Gee, there's a few horses in this race that are really battling for form, and maybe Not So Ladylike, a 4-year-old mare by Shocking, has a little bit of upside.
Alrighty, Brisbane racing on Saturday is at Doomben, Joel, and your best comes up in the last, that is race 8, number 3, Dance of Heroes for David Van Dyke.
Yeah, he's only had the couple of runs for the Van Dyke Yard, formerly with Chris Waller. His first run was excellent over the mile at the Sunshine Coast. He then went 5 or 6 weeks between runs. They scratched him or didn't accept with him a couple of times due to the wet tracks. They eventually ran him on the heavy last time. That's not his go, but he ran really well for third. He's got the 59 kilos, and he'll probably soon be looking for 2,000 metres, but I think firm ground, barrier 2, should be very, very hard to beat. My value is race 6, number 4, Heroism. 2 runs back from a spell, just behind the place getters both times. He's been competitive at this level in town prior, so I think he's ready to step up at his third run in. And just another one at a bit of odds, maybe race 2, number 10, Sidereus Discord. Damien Brown rode this at his first start. Got back and worked home quite well. He's only beaten about 5 lengths. I think 1,200 will suit. D. Brown sticks with him, barrier 1. $26, I think you can do worse than have something on him earlier in the day.
Alrighty, well let's just pause at this point to remind you what I usually do at the end of the program, that is to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. You'll obviously be listening to this, it'll be at least Thursday afternoon, and it is out across Australia. Apologies though to Tasmania and Alice Springs listeners, please believe us that we did our absolute utmost to get it in the shops on Thursday morning. We had major problems from our form supplier that set us back an hour. We hired a special van to get to the airport, but we just missed the flight by 5 minutes to Tassie. So many apologies. If you can find a newsagent who is open on Friday morning, they just might be open to deliver the papers. They might be able to tell you a winning post at that time. If not, please accept our apologies. But even so, it's still worth picking up your winning post, even if it is on Saturday, because not only do we have Thursday form, Thursday night form at racing.com park, we have Friday form. That's right, Good Friday at Ascot. I think it's going to be massive in terms of turnover. People are desperate to have an Australian race to bet on Good Friday. I think this will open the floodgates, but this year it's Ascot only, and we've got it fully covered. And then Saturday, of course, we've got our usual Great coverage everywhere. Sunday, we've got full form for another three meetings and fields everywhere else. Then Monday, we've got Ladbrokes Park, Lakeside, and Canterbury, as well as fields for Oakbank, Devonport, and Warwick, and the New South Wales Country Meeting, which I've forgotten where that is. But how much extra are we charging you for all that ridiculous amount of form? Are we maybe making you buy two for separate papers, as some of our competitors do? No, still only $5. So if you haven't picked it up already, please don't walk, down to your nearest newsagent and snap one up. So speaking of Ascot Friday, Joel, a lot of the listeners are going to want to be betting there. I'm sure and certain of that. And they've put on it's not a great card, but there is a Group 3, and that is Race 7 at 6:45 Australian Eastern Standard Time, and that is the WA Sire Produce Stakes worth $200,000. And happily enough, your best bet comes up there.
Yes, best bet, Devilatio. He's been my best bet last two starts, and he's run 5th and 3rd, so I'm hoping 3rd time lucky. He was wide and pretty game, two runs back when 5th. It was a good effort, then went to the Caracat, and he was finishing really strongly, couldn't quite get to the winner, Lucy May, who he meets again. I think the 1400 is going to suit him down to the ground, and I think he is the bet of the program. Earlier in the day, though, we might be able to get something off Tonka Tough, race 4, number 3. Came off a bit of a let up, two runs back. He improved to win last start, and a mile looks ideal for him at this stage. He's a progressive middle distance type horse. I think he'll get to 2000 metres eventually.
All righty. That brings us across those Sunday. Don't forget, you've got Stall Cup Day and a couple of other strong meetings as well. We'll head on to Monday now. And Carl, have you had a look at, I guess we it needs to come with a caveat of you'd want to be, as you mentioned earlier, you want to be watching a few of the things that happen on Saturday at Oakbank before you come up with a definitive idea of Monday. But just give us a little... gives a little taste of what you believe is going to happen.
Well, always a feature at Oakbank, they used to have the longest flat race in Australia until that mantle was taken by a few 4,400 metres jumpers flats at Caulfield and Mornington. And this race here, the Heat of the Jericho Cup, as it's being promoted here, it's got Spur on Gold. I think it's really bursting to win. And that horse should go pretty good. He'll stay the trip, and there's not a great deal of depth. There's a really interesting runner, though, in race 5. It's race 5, number 11, My Giddy Aunt.
Great name.
Yeah, making her Australian debut. Formerly raced in New Zealand. She had 12 starts in New Zealand for 7 placings. She's yet to win. She's in a benchmark 60 on the limit weight. My Giddy Aunt has run placings behind the likes of Jar Jar Binks. There's also listed placed also behind Hurry, who then split Hall of Fame, the subsequent Group 1 winner, and also the Donna Logan's that we've been watching for a long time.
Windspell.
I mean, it's got amazing form lines for a benchmark 60 Oakback. If they put anything better than even money, just dive head first into it. It's an absolute moral, but it probably run off the Oakbank home turn now and won't handle the track or some atrocity. But they're the horses I'll be looking forward to most on Monday. And in terms of the Great Eastern, got no idea. You just got to see what lines up there. ZM, you'd think, would be hard to beat again an extra lap. In terms of Monday at Sandown Lakeside, though, really good meeting. Again, big field, 9 races. Keen on Divine Chills, race 8, number 12 is a value selection. Waiting for this horse to get out to 14, but 1300 might just be suitable as well. It'll get back, it'll hit the line hard. Its last start effort at Mornington was excellent. Also keen on number 12 in race 7, The Passage, a dominant last start first up winner in maiden grade that looks to be going places. Keep an eye out for race 6, number 6, Lopartiga, who resumed with a good 5th in the Bendigo Gold Bracelet. I think that form will be strong for that benchmark 70 over the mile. An Assertive Star, race 5, number 10. It's bursting to win, and it'll be, I reckon, 20-1 in the 2100 metre race early in the day. Really good meeting, though, at Ladbrokes Park on Monday.
And Canterbury, might as well jump in with a couple at Canterbury. Race 1, number 1, Cordero, don't mind him. And first starter, race 2, number 13, Envy of All, Your Song Filly, half-sister to Good Standing from a good Guri family.
Really liked her turn of foot to win her latest trial, and she'll be very hard to beat.
All right, well, just on the subject of well-named horses, having spoken about Mai Gideon, many congratulations to the connections of Kobayashi. On his recent success, I just think that anyone who names a horse by Iron Invincible Kobayashi really deserves every success that is coming their way. So well done. Finally, I've given you the winning post spiel, so finally, the best $20 bet of the weekend. I can't remember mine from last week, but I am fairly sure it failed because I had an absolutely dismal day at Caulfield, and thank God it was called off early. This time, I'm going back to Caulfield, having not learned my lesson with the Tasmanian Dagger, race 8, number 7, Hell of a Street. Joel?
All chips in here. Randwick, race 3, number 3, Mongolian Wolf.
I'll go Sandown Lakeside, race 6, number 6, Lopartiga, 10HY on the Monday.
All right, well, have a great Easter, everybody. Drive carefully and get ready to watch that orange pigeon fly when Mongolian Wolf gets the cash at Royal Randwick. And we will talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.